is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump tells reporters aboard Air Force One that he will speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. He was asked what sort of concessions he'll look to have Putin make to get a deal to end the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Ukraine and Russia.
You'll ask him.
We're already talking about that. Dividing up certain assets. Yeah, and they've been working on that.
It will be a day of cleanup in much of the South and the Midwest following deadly storms over the weekend. At least 40 people were killed. WAKA-TV's George McDonald is in Plainersville, Alabama, where one twister hit with winds of up to 165 miles per hour.
When we arrived, we seen total devastation. We had one deceased subject. It was a male subject, about 70 years old, was deceased in his shop. Found him under some debris. But then we had a search for a female subject that actually lived in a manufactured home behind the
82-year-old Annie Freeze trailer was swept away by a tornado.
Tried to call Grandma to check on him and couldn't get him on the phone. And I just jumped in the car by myself and headed down here. I didn't expect this. I get about a half a mile from here and I can't get to her. So I just parked my car and got out and walked.
We're learning more about drones spotted over U.S. skies last year. The former Joint Commander of North American Aerospace Defense Command, Glenn Van Herk, tells 60 Minutes that officials in Washington have underestimated the threat posed by drones. That's despite several cases of mysterious drone swarms over sensitive military sites.
NORAD's radar systems, designed during the Cold War to detect high-altitude air, space, or missile attacks, were unable to detect low-flying drones that could be seen with the naked eye.
Why don't we just shoot them down?
Well, first, you have to have the capability to detect, track, identify, make sure it's not a civilian airplane flying around. If you can do that, Bill, then it becomes a safety issue for the American public. Firing missiles in our homeland is not taken lightly.
The men's field of 68 is set. The NCAA tournament bracket has Auburn selected as the top overall seed, as reporter Erica Herskowitz tells us.
Tigers are the number one seed in the South. Head coach Bruce Pearl says his guys are exactly where they're meant to be.
I believe this team has, from start to finish, you know, done enough to be the number one overall seed in this tournament.
Duke, the number one seed in the East. Houston will head up the Midwest region, while Florida is tops in the West.
The Vatican released the first photograph Sunday of Pope Francis in more than a month. He was sitting in a wheelchair in front of an altar in a hospital chapel. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-247-1146. 800-247-1146. Again, that's 800-247-1146.
Chocolate is getting more expensive, and climate change could be playing a role.
Add another effect of climate change to an ever-growing list: damage to cocoa trees in Indonesia. Hotter and wetter weather is spreading deadly fungus and pests to the trees. Cocoa supplies are falling, causing prices to soar to record levels. Now, businesses are pairing with farmers to try to better protect crops, training them and providing financial support. Indonesia is the third largest producer of cocoa in the world. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Deshaun Watson's future with Cleveland might be in doubt. However, another part of his future is more secure. Watson and his longtime girlfriend announced in a joint Instagram post that they got engaged. The caption reads, "Mrs. Watson loading," while showing off her wearing a large diamond ring as Watson hugs and looks at her. The pair has been dating since 2019. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 56, with scattered showers possible late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Deerfield Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
well. You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die.
For 98 years, you're home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together, Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, 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 no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no, no, no,
don't love and love
no,
from
no,
your arms.
No.
Maybe who could take me away from my God? Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
easy, but I keep on waiting, anticipating for that soft voice to talk to me at night, for some tender arms to hold me.
Sally. attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Cherokee Nation. Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Quite all right, I need you, baby, but you on the lonely.
CBS News Brief. The eastern U.S. is bracing for powerful winds and heavy rain from a storm system blamed for at least 40 deaths in the South and Midwest. CBS's Derek Waller.
Wildfires scorched thousands of acres in Texas and Oklahoma, fueled by strong winds and dry conditions. Some Oklahoma communities were evacuated as firefighters battled more than 100 blazes.
President Trump says he plans to speak with Russia's Vladimir Putin tomorrow about Ukraine.
We want to see if we can bring that war to an end. Maybe we can, maybe we can't, but I think we have a very good chance.
The Trump administration in a standoff with a federal judge after deporting more than 200 South American immigrants to El Salvador. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
The government of El Salvador released images Sunday showing what they say are 261 gang members deported from the U.S., mainly from Venezuela, that will be held in detention by that country.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts.